Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, November 30th, 2023. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at Arc Valley Voice. And now the top news of the week. The new Salida City Council was sworn in on November 21st. The SCC is still wrestling with modifications to the South Arc neighborhood plan and how the proposed 400-unit housing development will pay for itself, with Community Development Director Bill Almquist arguing for a 5-year limit on deed restrictions for market-rate workforce housing aimed at locals already living and working here, and affordable housing advocates calling for more stringent, even permanent, deed restrictions to keep workforce housing attainable. The discussion during the second reading and public hearing on November 21st resulted in a motion to continue the matter till the council's December 5th meeting. The Buena Vista Board of Education also swore in 4 of its 5 new members at their November 27th meeting and elected officers. Jessica Kreitz will be the new president, Brett Mitchell will remain vice president, Lynn Montoya will be secretary, and after 2 rounds of voting, George Richardson will remain as treasurer. Aristata CEO Carlin Walsh made an appearance at the most recent Chaffee Board of County Commissioners meeting the week of Thanksgiving to provide an accounting of the technology meltdown that disrupted internet service to the Arkansas River Valley off and on from November 7th through 19th. Walsh apologized for the disruption in services, saying, "This incident was not small or a routine problem. It involved the engineering network for the majors, including Verizon and AT&T. Walsh went on to explain that the problem had been not just regional, but international in scope. Aristata had announced a technology upgrade ahead of time. "We discovered that part of our inherited legacy network was unknowingly using an inaccurate network configuration. It had been there for years. When we made an equipment upgrade, it took the entire network down," he stated. By 4 a.m. the day it occurred, we had engineers from other countries, from South Africa, Britain, Australia, trying to discover what had gone on. Walsh assured the BOCC and the public that Aristata will continue to tweak the network to optimize traffic over the next few weeks and apologized again for the service disruptions. In national news, Henry Kissinger has died. The former National Security Advisor and Secretary of State presided over the negotiations with the former Soviet Union that resulted in SALT I and the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty, which were positive in placing controls on the destructive arms race. However, he also presided over the U.S. military strategy in Vietnam, including the carpet bombing of Cambodia, and brokering a secret deal on behalf of Richard Nixon to scuttle the 1968 peace talks. Between 1968 and Kissinger's peace at hand statements shortly before the 1972 elections, 20,000 American soldiers died in Vietnam. Kissinger also helped engineer the overthrow of the democratically elected Salvador Allende in Chile in 1973. Far from being universally reviled for his role in sending millions of people to their deaths and wreaking havoc on nations, Kissinger was awarded a Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts in 1973 and was regarded as an elder statesman whose advice and friendship was sought by Republican and Democratic leaders alike. His death at age 100 is illustrative of the old saw that only the good die young. Coming up this weekend, the town of Buena Vista set up the Christmas tree today in preparation for the annual BV Christmas opening coming up on Saturday, December 2nd. The event brings together residents and small businesses in the community while celebrating the holiday. Participants will get the chance to tour BV businesses while enjoying chocolate treats, take a polar plunge, purchase gifts at the holiday craft fair or the local author's fair, and enjoy the BV parade of lights before Santa reads "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" and lights the BV town tree at the splash park. After dark, community members can head to McFellamy Park to tour the Mini Blessings Light Show. A listing of these and other holiday events this weekend in the Buena Vista area is available at magpieproductionsllc.com. And finally, the Arc Valley Voice is launching a donor match campaign. We are looking to match $15,000 by December 31st from our local community. If we can reach that goal, it will be matched by $15,000 in grants through the Institute for Nonprofit News. Your 100% tax-deductible donation to Arc Valley voice from now through December 31st, 2023, supports nonprofit journalism in the Arkansas River Valley. As a 501c3 with the Institute for Nonprofit News as our fiscal sponsor, Ark Valley Voice exists to serve the public interest, not for private profit. Every penny we raise goes to the wages of our working local journalists. Visit arkvalleyvoice.com in order to donate. We thank you for supporting local media like KHEN and AVV. That's it for your Ark Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, December 7th at 9:45 a.m.